Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made the heavens and the earth, who keep it to root forever, and who never forsakes the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing Psalter 243. The stanzas 1 through 5, if necessary, some more. 243, 1 through 5. In vision to his saints, God spake from out the people, one I take. And what follows, 243, 1 through 5.
Thank you.
Our scripture reading is out of Isaiah chapter 7, the verses 1 through 16. Isaiah, the 7th chapter from 1 through 16. First we read the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, 1 through 17. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Isaiah chapter 7, the verses 1 through 16. And it came to pass in the days of Ahaz the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that Rezin the king of Syria, and Pekah the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up toward Jerusalem to war against it, but could not prevail against it. And it was told the house of David, saying, Syria is confederate with Ephraim, and his heart was moved, and the heart of his people, as the trees of the wood are moved with the wind. Then said the Lord unto Isaiah, go forward now to meet Ahaz, thou, and Shear-Jashub, thy son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field, and say unto him, take heed and be quiet, fear not, neither be faint-hearted for the two tails of these smoking firebrands, for the fierce anger of Rezin with Syria and of the son of Remaliah, because Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah have taken evil counsel against thee, saying, let us go up against Judah and vex it, and let us make a breach therein for us, and set a king in the midst of it, even the son of Tabeel. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. And within threescore and five years shall Ephraim be broken, that it be not a people. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is Remaliah's son. If ye will not believe, surely ye shall not be established. Moreover, the Lord spake again unto Ahaz, saying, ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. And he said, hear ye now, O house of David, is it a small thing for you to worry man, but will ye worry my God also? Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that thou abhorrest shall be forsaken of both her kings. Thus far the reading of the scriptures. Congregation, let us seek the Lord's countenance in prayer. Lord, spirit, brought together, distinguished, and separated of many fellow citizens and travelers to eternity, realizing that we still have our place to come together within the walls of this thy house and place of worship, that except the works of necessity, we have not to work as we do the other 6 days of the week. But then being at this place of worship, many of us with their children, but also them who are lonely, widows, orphans, or just single, Lord, it is for all of us the same. We are a week closer to eternity. How many of this province and of this nation had to exchange time for eternity in the week that is behind us? And only thou knowest where a new week has a beginning, because that week's end on the Saturday and the Lord's Day as the first day of the week, a beginning at this place of worship, a beginning by listening to the preaching and the reading of thy word. O grant then also to our dear children, boys and girls, that true understanding and observation, and to find out the wonder in our doctrine of regeneration, of incorporation and fellowship, then our friends will be of that size and that quality that they are strangers here below, pilgrims, young pilgrims, who are seeking thee, the Lord. That can never be too early, and it can also be too late. Oh, give us then, in the time of grace, personal grace, by the wonder of regeneration, receiving a new heart. Bless to that end to Christian education at home, at our school, in our church, which we still may have, and also being busy in it as teachers, as parents, as office bearers, as we have promised this when they were a child, and then in the arms of the mother, that they received that water on the forehead, Lord. Oh, remember to that end the congregation and the denomination. Be with widowers and widows. We command handicapped ones. We command cases of difficulties maybe in the daily work. Or there are many other things that are complicated and that we don't know how to handle with it. But it comes in front of us that it has to drive us out unto thee. Grant and also, Lord, on this thy holy Sabbath day, that within the walls of this thy house, that there may happen a wonder, and that as a Lydia, the heart was opened. All visit thy people. Thou knowest their frame and their condition and circumstances. It belongs to them as a heritage in this world. Ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Lord, visit them. It can sometimes be so dark that they see nothing anymore, not in the past and not in the future. But oh, visit them, used to that end to preaching. Be with the minister when he is at another place. Help him as well. Remember all the brothers in the ministry and grant from time to time new ones that there is also a theological school. Oh, bless then also the labors over there. Wilt thou be with the churches worldwide? Wilt thou be with the country? Oh, it is dark, Lord, especially on this day when we have to consider that awful shopping on that day of the Lord. The ones who are responsible for it, they will have to give an account unto thee, and for many that has taken place already. Then we have to fear thy holy wrath and anger. Wilt thou grant light upon the text, where we have to go into the weeks of Advent, about the remarkable birth of Jesus Christ, who is at the right hand of thee, the Father, but who also was once in the womb of his mother. And she was delivered, Lord, outwardly in poor circumstances, but there had never been on earth such a liberation as the birth of that child. That's the only hope for the last one. It's the only thing that we need to know. who Christ is, and that for such a one as we are, as the gift of thee, the Father. And we read in that John 17 that he speaks to thee, the Father, in that prayer, and that he is allowed to say, I have accomplished all what I had to do. Oh, may we be involved in it. It can be for one of us the last time that we hear a sermon or deliver a sermon. Be with the brothers, elders, and deacons when they go into the homes. May they also go into the hearts. And that on such a visit would not be for the first time, that it was used by thee for a regeneration. Help us this morning. Be with our relations also in thy service. And remember, Lord, wherever on earth there is a remnant, thou knowest it, there are no distances for thee. And once it will all be brought together at two sides, at thy right hand to convert it once, and at thy left hand to unconvert it once. There needs something to happen in our life, that wonder of regeneration for which we ask thee, that it may take place among us also on this day, and not for any reason from our side. Thou canst pass us by so righteously, but don't do that. Will thou stay among us, Lord, and may we receive with thy church a little knowledge of who the Father is, who the Son is, who the Holy Spirit is, and who we are. Amen. Let us continue by singing number 15, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Lord, our Lord, thy glorious name, all thy wondrous works proclaim. In the heaven, with radiant signs, evermore thy glory signs. And what follows shines. What follow 1, 2, and 3 of number 15, and in the meantime your offering will be received. Beloved, the congregation, the word Advent is for us as people who know the scriptures, hopefully, a very important word, Advent. It is in the French language the same, Advent. And it means that it is a beginning. In our churches, we have that so-called church orderly preaching beginning with the conception in the life of Mary that she became the natural mother of the Son of God. That is for us incomprehensible. A birth on itself is incomprehensible. That there is out of a human being, a mother, and always with the Father, of course, that there is a new life, but that takes 9 months before it is, if all goes well, before it is not longer in her womb, but in her arms, as we all were. And then if the Lord spared the lives, as there are empty places in families too about children, when the Lord spares us, then you are growing. And if you receive a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and if the Lord binds them together, and you come to the date of your marriage, and if he is then also giving the blessing upon such marriage by children, that's not always the case. But in many cases it is that way. And then, yeah, they are there standing in front of you with their suit for the marriage already. Huh? Is it that far already? It went fast. Yes, thank you. Thanks for everything. And in their life, the Lord willing, the same way. Generation after generation. That's worldwide. But there is a distinction. There is a minority. And that is not about a certain country, but it is worldwide where the Lord has brought the Bible and the preachers of the Bible. The birth was a wonder, but then the regeneration to be born again is even a greater wonder. That's why you are upon earth. How long already? Oh. There are among us who are close to 100, some. So many years behind you. So many sermons, yes. And still, not what I want to have. It is not yet coming, and sometimes I think it will never come. But where do you have to be? Where the Lord has his 2 or 3 in his name. Where that fishing takes place, that net, as the disciples had to throw it to the other side. Was that not last night your pre-Sabbath a little bit? and also this morning? And is there already a beginning when you receive the elders in your home for the house visitation? Yeah, you see, I know you're coming. I know the purpose too. It is the same as last year. Oh, the long suffering of the Lord, congregation. There is not a greater thing than to be stopped by Him when there comes a hitherto, of which we have the examples in the Old and the New Testament. Now, in that church life, I told you more often of John Calvin, never looked to it. He preached about Christmas in July or whenever he wants. But we have our church life. And that Advent, that means that are the Lord's days before Christmas. That's wherein we are today. That time of Advent, you say, is it now that far already? I remember very well last year. Yeah, goes fast. And now for that Advent, my hearers, with the Lord's help this morning, we will try to say a few things of our text, Isaiah chapter 7, and it is about verse 14. So Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, where we read in the scriptures, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Thus far. Christ's remarkable birth, proclaimed by the Lord's servant Isaiah. That's our theme. Christ's remarkable birth, proclaimed by the Lord's servant Isaiah. Then we have, with the help of the Lord, three different points, congregation. First, a meaningful determination. Secondly, a wonderful declaration. And the third point, a merciful application. I repeat, Isaiah 7 verse 14, Christ's remarkable birth, proclaimed by the Lord's servant Isaiah. Our first point, a meaningful determination. It doesn't help so much, but in Dutch that is bepaling. Determination, something that is decided to do or to give. A meaningful determination, a wonderful declaration. When we read in that verse 14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign, that is bringing us to the verses before. Therefore is to continue, but that comprehends what was read already. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. He is the one who makes that sign. And that is a remarkable sign. A wonderful declaration. Because a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. But then you are not a virgin anymore. Yet, there is here not, from man's side, anything. That conception is the work, incomprehensible for us, but that is by the Holy Spirit. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, the wonderful declaration. In that word conceive, and my third point, a merciful application, because the last part of that verse 14, that is about the name, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And if you translate that word as a Hebrew word, that is about God with us. You have that. Think about the money in the U.S. That is also that they mention that on the money. God with us. In that respect, when we read in that verse 14, that name Emmanuel, congregation, is God with us? Yeah, you say, as far as I know, I think yes, because I go to church, I read my Bible. That is what you have to do. But is there not a separation in the Bible? Do we not read about leaving God? Where did that happen? That happened in paradise. They were sent away. And the door was closed. So, there is no bond or any relation. We are by nature without God. Yeah, you say that's true for the world who are today on their business or soccer field or race or whatever. But not here. Well, if they come to visit you, of the consistory is their question, and you know that question. That's a year ago, almost. Was there now in that year a visit from above? They say, you know, I wish that I could say yes, but then I think I lie. So, that elder, then it is no. Yeah, I struggle with that too. Yeah, it is the one or the other. Oh, who can tell? Or maybe tonight we receive some light to help you, to instruct you. Advent, that is the beginning of that church life. And that beginning, that is spiritual wise, a man's life, when the Lord begins, and maybe you remember a statement that I often mention in sermons, before the knowledge, and that's a statement of God's people from years ago, before the knowledge of the second person, it still can go into two directions. Oh, you say that drives me out. That corners me. That takes away my freedom to speak. Because that one direction that we all have by nature is the wrong way. And when a child is born and a mother delivered, and they say it is all complete, and that can be different too. Is it? Yeah, it is. No, doctor. And what do you miss? It needs a new heart. And now the one doctor knows more about that than the other. But there are still doctors who respect that. And I said often in churches to the young people, try to go into that direction. Because we need doctors of our own signature. Please. Oh, congregation. In that work of the Holy Spirit, is the beginning, the wonder that he makes you from spiritual death, spiritual life. And that becomes visible in your behavior. That is often without words. That is when they are in a store and they need some clothing. That I don't do anymore. No. I'm ashamed that I was wearing that. That is a process with not so many words and talks, but just a change is going on. And now that text, that Advent, that 7 verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Christ's remarkable birth proclaimed by the Lord's servant Isaiah. Our first point, a meaningful determination. And to determine that is to say something that you want to have firm and stable. A meaningful determination when we read the word therefore. In Dutch that is daarom, therefore. The Lord himself shall give you a sign. He is the one who will make it clear to you. And that's so clear that it will make a great change in man's life. A change even for the whole world. Because it is here about the coming of the Son of God. But in a remarkable way. With that word, therefore, the Lord himself, that all the things before it, from verse 1 through that verse 13, that is the speaking of Isaiah to the church. And we read in the verses, there are different places where he speaks about Syria, about Damascus, about Samaria, but it is finally about Israel and about Jerusalem and about the people in that city. A meaningful determination, therefore. The verses before it, there was from Ahaz no cooperation at all. I will not ask, verse 12, neither will I tempt the Lord. It seems to be pious, but he is not. And he said, hear ye now, O house of David, the Lord, is it a small thing for you to worry man, but will ye worry my God also? That's Isaiah speaking. And the Lord is using that speaking. The word therefore in verse 14 is so important. It says from verse 1 through 13, it never happens from man's side anymore. That is all lost, that is all gone. There is nobody among the human race who is without the consequences of the fall in Adam. And there need to be someone. And that is here mentioned as about the coming of the second person in the Holy Trinity. Has he a beginning? No, he has not. But he has a beginning when we speak about the human side of it. Co-equal to the Father and the Holy Ghost. But reverently speaking, the Father has not a body. The Holy Ghost has not a body. But Christ is taking to himself, having a body. He shall be himself mothers. He shall be in the womb. Of whom? Of Mary. And when she had to tell Joseph that she was pregnant, he knew right away, that's not of me. That is not of me. And he had the intention to leave her. But then comes that angel, the Lord comes with that instruction, telling him from whom this is and who this is. In my words, he says, what is in her, there's also human life. There's life in life. And that can never be explained, but not by one minister, that here Christ, children, is a babe. Do you have a babe at home? Christ, the babe? Is that possible? Nothing is impossible for the Lord. Why does he need to be a babe? Why does he need to have a human body? Yeah, that he can walk and talk and eat and drink and sleep. But that's not all. His hand will be hanging between two malefactors. Then he's not a babe anymore. Then he is an adult. It says in Dutch, van kribbe naar kruis, from cradle to cross. You have in your Bible his journeys, his preaching, his prayer. Ach, Pixie Butte, are you familiar? Boys, girls, familiar with what? With the Lord? With the Son of God? Do I have something of him already? You do. Oh, I know what you mean. That is here. I bear with me the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So you are distinguished. I am. I absolutely am. Is that a burden? Is that an obstacle? Yeah, to be honest, sometimes it is. Then I have here a conflict. And then I have to learn what an enemy I am of God, of the Bible. Oh, if you think about the millions without Bible, without God, just living the life, then you are set apart. You are distinguished. Is that enough? No, it is not. But it can be a beginning. A beginning of what? Of a new life. That fructification that there was in that respect, no man involved. Mary knew that. And it has to be also explained to her husband, because his intention was then to leave her, as we mentioned that. But the Lord says, no, nay, jongen, you have not to go away. She needs you, and I need you too, to take care for that child. That is not your natural child, that is my son. Yeah, that is my son. And I gave him to you to take care. Oh, my hearers, do you understand the necessity of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life? When you get your house visitation, they need some introduction, but there comes always the question, is there already a beginning? Is there already some knowledge of who God is and who you are and who Christ is? Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Here is the beginning of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in this world. Although he is from eternity, but his body is not from eternity. That is, reverently speaking, we are now in the 2000. That's about the age of his body in heaven. The Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive. A meaningful determination, a wonderful declaration. And that declaration that is about conceive, it is about the conception. And we know when that conception takes place in human life, it is absolutely incomprehensible how a life in a life can live. Because you are breathing, but is that child also breathing? That little one? As soon as it leaves the mother, then sometimes the nurse or the doctor, they touch it a little bit, that it shall cry. But how was that in the 9 months in that womb? There was also that remarkable life. Because sometimes a mother, she says to her husband, lay your hand here. Yeah. You feel it? I do. I do. I never met a mother who said that she had too many children. Let the Lord count. And if you feel that life here again, she in her, but he when he may lay his hand on that womb. That is then a traveler through the time to eternity to meet God. Yeah, yeah, boys. To meet God. That's why you sit here. We shall never forget in my calling letter years ago that there were plans for a new church in this area. And how many births have taken place already, natural-wise, but now also spiritual-wise, Pixie Butte. Yeah, you say, you know, that's why I come to church, but do you want to do it myself? Well, you may try. But that's not our working. It is the work of God. But it is the one thing needful. And that remarkable wonder, dear, here is therefore, that is such a weighty word, the beginning of the text. The Lord himself shall give you a sign. The pregnancy of that virgin. And you are not a virgin anymore when you are married. And we hope not before, of course. Virgin shall conceive, that's an impossibility. But with the Lord, everything is possible. And bear a son. And who is then that son? Who is then his father? His father is in heaven. That's the first person. And that conception congregation, that is by the Holy Ghost. That's for us incomprehensible. But it is what the Bible says. And now that child, when it is growing up, we have only when he was 12 years old, a very nice instruction, boys and girls, how he obeyed his parents. There's not for nothing in the Bible. That is for you all children to take that example. But then also when he has the age of an adult, around 30 years, then he was first in this life preaching and performing his wonders. Oh, there were sometimes thousands of hearers, and how he multiplied those loaves too. And the many wonders, but also the visits and what came out of his mouth. John says the world could not contain all the books if it was all written down. But here it is, congregation, where we say a wonderful declaration, and that in that word conceive, that word conception, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And now the coming of that son, so the birth of that son, and then becoming first young, but then growing, that is now in heaven. We know about the ascension, and that he was seen by some, but the cloud took it away. And there he is while we are sitting here, and he knows how many churches there are today on earth where they still may have the true doctrine. We are just a drop. A little bit, a handful of it. But you are here for the importance of your immortal soul. You are here to receive the wonder of regeneration. You are here that you are able, when you close your eyes here, that you shall open them in heaven. Yeah, but that doesn't happen so often. It is only about you. What happens around you, that's number two. It's about you and your maker. Oh, my hearers, when you bow your knees and you fold your hands, or you sit at the table, when you have also your family with you, children, if you still have a father, then he speaks to God in your presence. Shall you listen? And if there is no father, maybe the Lord took the father away. Then it is the task for a mother. And they lay the needs before the Lord. And now here, in that Isaiah 7 verse 14, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Not a daughter. No. A son. The head of the human race, when we think here about the creation, first Adam and then Eve, the son. Today they make that equal. That's unbiblical. Unbiblical. Yeah, but how then about my wife is 10 times smarter than I am? Well, that's nice, congratulations. But she is still the second one. Are you the first one? That doesn't change. That doesn't change. Oh, dear hearers, when it says, The Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, that is Christ. But he did not have a body before this conception. And we know about the time, as long as the world, when we have about the birth of Christ, we take that as the beginning of the years. And that can be maybe a little bit different in 1 or 2 or 3 years, but they know the time, that year zero, so to speak, that is before or after Christ. And now we are also after Christ. But you have many before you. Millions. And in that millions, a handful who got to hear the true doctrine. And the Lord goes to another wave and to another wave. That goes on and on. Reverently speaking, he has all the names in front of him, of what is behind and what is coming. And reverently speaking, exactly he knows whose names are in that book of life. Have you seen that already? You mean my name in the book of life? I dare not to say yes. No. But then how is your walk and talk? How is your spiritual life? One big struggling. Are the sermons, can also be read by an elder, are the sermons that you was not struggling? And that for a moment you got to believe to belong to that number? Then coming home and there is still a husband or a wife or children. Then you shall not wait till the next day to talk about it. No, right away. Right away. Oh, married once. 30, 40, 50 years. Do you know him? Do you know her? Depends what you mean. Well, did she ever open up after the sermon that it made you jealous and that you saw that there is another owner in the right way? And him or her both? Oh, you are together still. But it can change today. Is it then well? I can also answer it in such a way. Are you free of one another? Is that necessary? Yeah, that's necessary. That means that the Lord has the first place in your life, and he or she the second place. And no, congregation, there is not a greater thing when you may know it of one another, that the Lord has made the beginning, that natural love is extremely strong, not always actually. There are also divorces too, sad enough. But when we love one another, that goes so deep, that is so tender, that is so sensitive. But the relation to the Lord, that goes deeper. And now we have not to deny to love one another and to neglect that. But if that is everything, then you are still missing the most important thing. And when you come to the church, when you come to that house of God and it is evening, and you hang your Sunday clothes away, oh, you say, Lord, it was again not that I could take something. And that is still my here is a longing and a needy people. They cannot do it without the Lord anymore. In that respect, I hope also, Pixie Butte, that you may have, if you still are married, that close bond of love. But then also, when there's a good thing, when you come home, yeah, maybe you still have children at home, listen. We take 10 minutes for that sermon that you have heard this morning, or evening, afternoon. And I told you more often, how original a child can talk about what they have heard, that it put you to shame. And it is a very thing to, worthwhile thing to do, that we know about the doctrine. Because so suddenly the message can be there, and that happens so often also in North America. Accident. Doctor, is it fatal? Yeah. Oh. We have them in front of us who know what that is. Then it is eternity for my child or for my husband or for my wife. The weighty thing, my hearers. And when now the Bible says the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Have you shown that sign to your family? Did you lift that up? Did you explain what the Bible says in the more than 35,000 texts? Yeah, but you say, I'm not a minister. I can tell you that sometimes a minister, when he is listening at the table, it can happen sometimes, that the minister is jealous upon their father or even mother. Because your prayer, dear hearer, sometimes when children are not so polite, then the father or mother say, to whom are you talking actually? Oh yeah. But when we speak to the Lord, now reverently, Pixie Butte, may I then ask, to whom are you talking actually? You mean that I need to know Christ? Absolutely. Absolutely. Cannot be missed. That's why you are here. Yeah, but it is so one-sided. It is. But you are involved in it. You are under it. You are not on the places of idleness. You come to his house. You have your membership. Oh, do we understand, dear hearers, in that verse 14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Now it becomes the Lord's case. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. That means God with us, congregation. That is the greatest thing to know. And that's the only thing that we need to know. And that gift of that Son of God is in a way of using the instruments. There can be an elder who is reading, a minister who is preaching. But the Lord has given the tools to use them. And then is my, and then we have to sing. Then is my question. And that is for each one personal. And when we have a congregation, then you go as your elder through the congregation. and they know very well the purpose of your coming. You can never be humble enough and tender enough to ask those important questions. And they know very well conversion is God's work. But if you get some opening to speak to them, and you have to leave, and if they are still together or children with the two, you look and say, now what do you think? Oh, they say, that was for all of us necessary. Because they are coming on behalf of their sender, of his brothers. Yeah. How did you come in that bench? I was chosen. By whom? Congregation. Were they the first ones? No. God was first. He was first. It was a bind upon my heart. And at his time that name was mentioned. And then the strife. I cannot. You better say I will not. But the Lord took it over. And then you receive such a tender work. What is that? To deal with your fellow traveler to eternity. And maybe a year ago that you met him, oh, we still remember that visit, yeah. Now that whole year, did there happen something? Well, it is not to push a button. No, but if he had taken you then away in that year, and then in that condition, do you see his long suffering? Do we understand that? Oh, dear hearers, when we have to close our eyes, we will open them in eternity. And what is it then? A great thing that your eyes have seen him already. And then I mean the second person. And if that has taken place, oh, they cannot show that every day, but they know it lays there. It has been given. And therefore our text, that therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. That's an impossibility. But the Lord works through and with impossibilities. And that Emmanuel, that's a Hebrew word, that is God with us. I told you that, congregation. Is there a greater thing than to have God with you? Oh, that is now what we all need. That is now the purpose of preaching. That is now the necessity of visits by elders. That is, that regeneration may happen. And that you may hear someone who comes out and who comes up with what the Lord has done. You leave such a home with a gladness at the inside. You have not to say it all outwardly, but you take it with you. And that is that you are there for a moment also jealous upon what the Lord has done. Husbands, wives, parents, children. Brothers, sisters, do you ask one another about those spiritual things? That is what we need to do. And if the Lord gives that freedom, that bond is so strong. That shall not break, even not when they die. Oh no. But then the strife is over. And then they come from the church militant into the church triumphant. We have to sing because of the time. 109, 1 through 4. The offering on the altar burden gives no delight to thee. The hearing ear, the willing heart, thou give it unto me. 1 through 4 of Psalter 109. some words for application. Dear hearers, is there a greater thing possible than to hear and to receive the words, God with us? There is not a greater thing possible. We had God with us before the fall in paradise. But there came Satan in that serpent. First Eve, but the purpose was Adam. And they gave in. That is the loss of mankind. As I told you, when a mother is delivered and the child seems to be healthy, but we mentioned that one thing is missed. And not so many doctors and nurses know about that, but there are still who know about that. And that is now at one side a congratulation, as a fact of joy. Of course, two lives are spared. But then also that weighty, weighty responsibility in that bringing up. Boys and girls, do you hear that? Shall you not be a load for your parents by your disobedience and your worldly behavior in clothing, in music, in that electronic world, with all what is today available, Satan's territory, come out from among them. Bow your young knees and tell the Lord who you are. You are not too young to become converted. And if you still have your parents, be not a burden to them, but a delight and a pleasure. And at school, respect your teachers. And where you have your daily task, wherever that is, we know the examples. Also when we lived in the States and in the Netherlands, that they liked our children. And I do not go into that in detail, but it was always for me as a minister a great thing to hear that. Why they liked our children. And there are examples in the Bible. What do you think of a Joseph? How strong he was in that temptation. And now there are many temptations today. Oh, so much in that electronical world too, but also here in your heart. And is there now any contradiction? Yeah, there is. And that is here. You bear with you the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, children. Do you hear that? And when you have done it wrong, you may fold your hands, you say, Lord, is it possible that Thou will forgive me my shortcomings and my sins? Oh, hereafter is eternity. When we think about, in general, the youth of Alberta and Canada and the Netherlands and the whole world, you still have that bringing up of the true doctrine at school and at home and in church, youth. that is the Lord's dealing with you. Oh, shall you seek him? And do you know what the Bible says? They who seek me early, told you that many times, eh? They maybe will find me. No, they will find me. Not a maybe. They who seek me early. Now you are in that time. And parents, that bringing up, that is confirmed with your answer, yes. Then they lay in your arms. And it can go different, that's true. The Lord also can take them away. There are among us, in all the congregations, we have that congregation. Oh, while they are still in your home, when that marriage is coming, then I hope that you can tell them with all the shortcomings that what you promised with the baptism to bring them up in that aforesaid doctrine, oh, you say with all the shortcomings we have tried. And we have seen several places and several times how that bringing up was noticed by the world. Our dear youth is not so soon in panic. No, no. Why not? Because they know something more of the reality of life, because they sit here every Sunday and other times. And they get instruction. It is so nice as ministers and elders and deacons to teach the youth. It is so nice to do that in your confession class too. We have the true doctrine. We have the three forms of unity. May we also have the God of that three forms. I have to close. Picture Butte, I told you more often. When it was all beginning here, that we had all things for the first time. And now you are established already. There is a cemetery where lay your dear ones. But you are still under the faithful preaching. May the Lord help also your minister. But may you also be in that church with hunger and thirst after righteousness. And do not rest till he came, the second person. And when you hear his words, he has three offices. He's a prophet, he's a high priest, and he's a king. And usually they learn to know him first as a prophet. In his teaching, but then as a king to rule, and as a high priest to give himself, all these things are so worthy, are so important. I said sometimes to my congregations, could I lift you up and place you in front of him? It is not possible. But by the preaching, we may do that. Eh? And there you have your precious King James Bible. And we have in our library the precious books. You know a statement that I use often. Don't tell me I'm not a reader, because then I fear that you are unconverted. And in the conversion, you creep through the Bible and the books that are available. Oh, it is time, man, so we have to go. May the Lord be with you, with your consistory, with your minister, and that the contents of that word of God and the love through that word of God and also through the knowledge of that word of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be with you, in you, and that you hope to be with them forever. Now you know why you was here. When he plants his church, that is, that people shall become converted. And he is not yet done with it. Amen. Lord, from our sight, it will always be too short. But we beseech thee, although in a stammering way, bless it for our hearers. One of our former congregations, bless it, Lord. Help them who are lonely, who are old, who are handicapped, who have to do and to cope with difficulties, but which can also become blessings. It is when we read it in the scriptures foretold to the church, in this world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Then we beseech thee, Lord Jesus Christ, place thy footsteps richly among them. Bring safely home and remember further on thy holy day, for Christ's sake only. By him it is possible. He is at thy right hand. Hear us, O Father in the heavens. Amen. Our closing psalter is 448. The stanzas 1 and 2. Blessed be the God of Israel. The Lord who visited his own, who by his gracious providence redemption unto us made known. And what follows 448, 1 and 2. And then we had to remember in prayer, I think it is forgotten, Mr. Jack Vandenberg, 80 years. And Mr. Nelis van de Munt, 73 years. And then the consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be a midweek service on Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. And the extra collection today is for the school. Psalter 448, 1 and 2. Thank you. congregation, we still have to announce that for the mission, Reverend Slingerland, Elder H. de Kok, and Stephen van Brugge hope to leave on Monday, and the Lord willing to be back on the 13th. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.